ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Georgia appeals court has delayed the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump.
It's a simple two-sentence order from a state appeals court, staying the proceedings in the Georgia racketeering case until the questions over Fani Willis's possible disqualification are resolved. Attorneys for Donald Trump and his co-defendants have appealed Judge Scott McAfee's decision to allow the district attorney to remain on the case since she followed his order to let go of an investigator who was also at one time her boyfriend.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A test vote in the Senate on a bill to guarantee federal access to birth control failed to advance. Democrats say it's needed after the Supreme Court upended federal protections for abortion access. Republicans calling it a show vote. Prosecutors in the Hunter Biden gun trial say they could wrap up their side by the end of the week. Testimony today included Hunter's ex-wife and former girlfriend. Hunter is accused of lying on a federal form about his drug use when buying a firearm in 2018. This is ABC News. Parts of California and the Southwest facing dangerous triple-digit heat this week.
Extreme heat here in the West has high school graduation ceremonies being delayed until later in the evening. In the city of Clovis, Kelly Avance with the local school district says there will be an emphasis on hydration and getting kids to drink lots of water. Their graduation ceremony will now be at 8 p.m. instead of 7:30.
By the time the gates are opening, much of the stands are in shade. By the time graduation starts, the fields are in shadow.
Water will be on hand and paramedics will be on duty in case anyone is overcome by the heat. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In some good news, Lake Tahoe is full for the first time in 5 years following record snowpack. A new report projects it will meet the water demands for the next 3 years. American Amanda Knox back in Italy, losing a bid to reverse her slander conviction from 16 years ago for accusing a bar owner in the death of her roommate in 2007. Knox was exonerated in her murder. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkerscenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows down to the mid-50s. Rain, if we get some, coming to an end around 10 p.m., then clouds clearing off. Thursday, with sun to start, but mostly cloudy by the afternoon. Occasional showers may sprinkle in, highs of 70. It is 80 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. At approximately 10:05 this morning, the Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched to the 24,000 block of State Highway 58 for a report of a propane leak. Upon arrival, fire crews located a natural gas service line near a residence had been struck by a contractor performing groundwork. Due to the nature of the leak, varying wind conditions, and unknown when the utility service provider would arrive, the immediate area was evacuated with the assistance of the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Evacuations included private residents, a daycare, and a few faculty members at Ithaca High School. Due to the scope of the incident, Richland County Emergency Management also responded. Richland County Ambulance Service responded to establish a reunification point for families of the daycare students that were evacuated. Upon arrival of the utility service provider, crews located low-level natural gas readings in the storm drains directly across from the broken service line. The leak was mitigated by the utility service provider around 11:45. All structures in the area were assessed for the presence of natural gas, and one residence was ventilated due to low-level readings. The storm drain system was also ventilated. A third assessment for gas readings found no natural gas present in the area, structures, or storm drain. The area was deemed safe and under control around 12:20 this afternoon, and all responding units cleared. The National Weather Service now confirms an EF1 tornado touched down east of Mount Horeb on May 21st. There's no word as to why the confirmation took so long. It was part of a strong storm that swept across southern Wisconsin that day. The latest twister is the 24th to hit Wisconsin so far this year. As Wisconsin enters the summer months, it's important for people to pay close attention to their health and well-being with increased temperatures. To encourage everyone to take steps to prevent heat-related illnesses or deaths, Governor Tony Evers has declared today as Heat Awareness Day in Wisconsin. High temperatures and humidity can quickly cause heat-related illnesses, such as heat stroke or heat exhaustion. The National Weather Service issues advisories for high heat to help warn people of potential dangers. People of all ages are at risk of getting heat-related illnesses. In 2023, 10 heat-related deaths occurred in Wisconsin, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 750 Wisconsinites also visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year. During heat waves, DHS urges people to watch for early signs of heat illnesses like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps, whether they're at home, working outdoors, or participating in outdoor activities. While extreme heat can put everyone at risk of heat illnesses, the heat health risks are greatest for older adults, infants, and children, people who are pregnant, people who work in the heat, people who exercise in the heat, people without a home, and people with chronic conditions such as breathing difficulties, heart conditions, mental health conditions, diabetes, kidney diseases, and obesity. During periods of extreme heat, each National Weather Service forecast office uses multiple tools to assess the potential for heat-related health issues. One of those tools is the heat index, which measures how hot it really feels when relative humidity is factored in with the actual air temperature. The National Weather Service issues these tools to issue these heat-related alerts as conditions warrant. An excessive heat warning is issued when the maximum heat index temperature is expected to be 105 degrees or higher and not go below 75 degrees for heat index the morning before or after. If the maximum heat index will be between 100 and 104 for 4 days in a row, a warning will be issued. Heat watches are issued when conditions are favorable for an excessive heat event within the next 1 to 3 days. A heat advisory is issued when the heat index temperature is expected to be 100 degrees or higher. If the maximum heat index will be between 95 and 99 for 4 days in a row, then an advisory will also be issued. Ready Wisconsin and DHS recommend following these tips to beat the heat and stay safe during heat waves. Remain inside air-conditioned buildings as much as possible during the hottest parts of the day. Call 211 to find an accessible cool place near you. If you don't have air conditioning or a basement, take a cool shower, soak your feet in cold water, or place a cool wet cloth on your forehead. Keep your windows covered to avoid direct sunlight. Drink plenty of fluids and avoid alcohol, caffeinated, or high sugar drinks. Don't wait until you're thirsty to drink. Never leave a child or pet unattended inside a parked car. On an 80-degree day, temperatures in a vehicle parked in direct sunlight can climb almost 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. Limit your pet's time outdoors and make sure they have access to fresh drinking water. Seek medical attention right away. If you develop heat stroke symptoms such as confusion, rapid breathing and heartbeat, body temperature above 104, or nausea and vomiting, check in with loved ones and neighbors during heat waves, especially if they last a few days. Check for signs of heat illness and make sure they are cool and hydrated. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The American Red Cross asks the public to give blood or platelets to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be Thursday from 11:30 to 5 at the Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. The second will be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer its third opportunity to meet and talk with a candidate for the Congressional District by hosting Eric Wilson. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The question and answer session featuring Eric Wilson will be held Thursday evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Economic Equity Now has hosted Rebecca Cook and Katrina Shanklin and has reached out to Derek Van Orden. Van Orden has not yet confirmed a date. America is in the midst of a deadly opioid epidemic. The national rate of teenagers overdosing has tripled in the past 2 years. There is a need to reach this target audience with educational and awareness information, particularly around the lethal dangers of illicit fentanyl. Doing so in an impactful way can be challenging as teens today are entrenched in a digital world. To meet that challenge, the Drug Enforcement Administration is taking the information battle directly to their digital world. 97% of American youth ages 12 to 17 play video games. Esports provides a unique mechanism to deliver the DEA's life-saving message of one pill can kill to this demographic. A methodology has been carefully crafted that effectively uses the esports platform, gaming influencers, announcers, color commentators, and pre-produced targeted video content to convey this important information. One Pill Can Kill Game Over Tournament will feature Rocket League gameplay in a two-hour tournament slated for Thursday night at 6. Hosted by Clark University Esports, you can watch 8 teams from the New England area battle it out while special guest casters and commentators deliver play-by-plays alongside vital information about the dangers of fentanyl and DEA's One Pill Can Kill campaign. Plus, viewers can take a quiz for a chance to win prizes. To observe One Pill Can Kill Game Over online, go to dea.gov/gameover.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83, of Casanova, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. For Gerald F., Jerry Hooks, 83, of Casanova. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center. John Howell, 71, of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Howell, 71, of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday, June 14th at 11 at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died Thursday at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th, from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 76, of Muscadet. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed your bright and beautiful warm days. High temperatures soared to 80 degrees. Now, we've got a secondary cold front that is sweeping across the state from west to east. It's bringing feisty winds and scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some are strong to severe, packing high winds and hail. All of the rain should wind down and kick on out of here around 10 o'clock tonight. And after that, clouds will clear, winds will stay breezy, and lows will fall to the mid-50s. Then we'll be waking up tomorrow to some feisty winds. I'm talking gusts up to 30 to maybe 40 miles per hour. It'll be the worst in the morning under mostly cloudy skies and cooler temperatures because the winds are going to be pulling out of the northwest. This is going to keep our highs tomorrow to the upper 60s and maybe we'll tap 70 degrees in some places. And guess what? An occasional shower or storm is going to sprinkle in by the afternoon. It'll be brief. We'll clear on out of here tomorrow night, falling to the low 50s, and for Friday, mostly sunny and still breezy. We get a touch warmer into the mid-70s, so it will be a nicer day than tomorrow, for sure. We struggle to hold on to the low 70s on Saturday. We'll see some sunshine, but some spotty showers are definitely possible, mainly in the morning. We drop cooler for Sunday, highs in the upper 60s with partly cloudy skies, breezy winds, and some more, yep, you guessed it, scattered showers and storms possible. We're in quite an active pattern, let me tell you. And by Monday, we'll be mostly sunny and comfortable. Finally, back to the mid-70s. I hope you enjoy the less humid air that's here right now and have a wonderful rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a partly sunny 81 degrees, our high for the day, coming up from a morning low of 62. Yesterday's high was 68, and we also saw 12 hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high for this day was a tie in 1971 and 2021 at 92, while a record low of 33 was set in 1945. Last year on this day, our high was 86, our low 55. Sunset today, 8:38, sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. We've received 36 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. The barometer is down to 29.56, and west winds are at 5 to 7. Again, it's 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Rainy weather washed out late games for Richland Center Church League softball Tuesday night in Crosscut Park. In the early matchups, St. Mary's defeated Free Methodist 20-4. Grand Worthington was 4-for-4 with a homer. Brandon Ewing added three hits for St. Mary's. Jeremiah Hassel had a walk, double, and a run scored for Free Methodist. Andy Niemeyer saved a home run with a dramatic over-the-fence catch. And Church of the Nazarenes had 25 hits in topping the Mission 16-2. Several players on the Nazarene team had two or more hits. The 8:15 games were called due to rain. Commissioners will determine when or if those games will be made up. For more information about Church League softball, you can visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. WRCO's Michael Hernan will have more sports in a moment.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
The Packers front office wants to get Jordan Love's contract extension worked out before training camp starts July 22nd. General manager Brian Gutekunst says negotiations are being held right now. Love has 1 year remaining on his current contract, but reaching an agreement would eliminate a big distraction during a season the team feels it has a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. The price point went up a few million when Lions quarterback Jared Goff signed a contract paying him an average of $53 million a year. Plover native Joe Pavelski has officially retired, but the veteran with the Dallas Stars of the National Hockey League seems to be leaning that way. Pavelski was part of Wisconsin's NCAA National Championship team in 2006. He has appeared in 1,332 professional hockey games during his 18-year career. He reached the Stanley Cup Finals with the San Jose Sharks in 2016 and the Dallas Stars in 2020. He told reporters, "The plan is not to play next year." For Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer will have to make his way without his wingman as he tries to revive the Phoenix Suns. Reports indicate Darvin Ham was offered an assistant coaching position and turned it down. Ham was fired by the Los Angeles Lakers. He may be holding out for another head coaching position. Ham and Coach Bud worked together for 5 seasons in Atlanta and between 2018 and 2022 in Milwaukee. In national news, Luka Doncic didn't stay up all night to watch NBA Finals games as a kid. They usually started at something like 3 a.m. in his native Slovenia. He had school to get a few hours later. He'd wake up and find out who won. Make no mistake, though, Doncic was paying attention. The 25-year-old makes his NBA Finals debut for the Dallas Mavericks when they take on the Boston Celtics in Game 1 of this year's title series on Thursday night. He could become the first player to win a scoring title and a championship in the same season since Shaquille O'Neal in 2000. Sports and gambling are once again in the spotlight following lifetime bans handed to San Diego Padres infielder Tucupita Marcano and Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter. MLB said Marcano placed 387 baseball bets totaling more than $150,000 with a legal sports book. The 24-year-old Venezuelan with the 149 games of Major League experience became the first active player in a century banned for life because of gambling. His ban came nearly 2 months after an NBA pro found Porter disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and wagered on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose. Those are far from the only betting scandals involving professional sports. Top Kansas legislators have intensified efforts to woo the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs by offering to let the professional football franchise shape a plan for using state bonds to finance a new stadium in Kansas. State House Speaker Dan Hawkins and Senate President Ty Masterson said Tuesday that the legislature would consider the proposal during a special session set to convene June 18th. The two leaders invited the Chiefs to weigh in on the plan in a May 23rd letter to the team's chairman and CEO. Meanwhile, a new nonprofit group called Scoop and Score has launched a campaign for the proposal and registered 20 lobbyists. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
And did mention before the news that this is the hour in which we'll have another chance at the Scani Summer Civic Media Text to Win statewide contest on WRCO. Now, you need the keyword for this hour, which is North, N-O-R-T-H. And by using that keyword, you have a chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Again, the keyword this hour is North, N-O-R-T-H. Use the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can find it on the Apple or Google stores. Find WRCO on there, and then use the text button to send that keyword. Here on WRCO, we're at 81 degrees.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Wednesday, soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower, watching the U.S. planting pace, expecting more near-term delays ahead of what should be a warmer, drier pattern in many areas. The trade's also watching the varying degrees of harvest activity in South America. July beans were 1¾ lower at 1177 and a quarter. August was down 3¼ at 1174 and a quarter. Adjusting product spreads, July bean meal was up $4.40 at $3.59.40. July soybean oil is down 49 points at $43.13. Corn was lower. The big question for corn is how much the remaining acreage will be switched to beans or enrolled in prevent plant. Export and ethanol demand continued to be solid. July corn was 3¼ lower at 439 and a quarter. September was down 2½ at 445 and three quarters. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. It is technically overbought, and that's muting some of the impact of world weather issues, largely in the Black Sea region and Western Europe. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is moving forward, and spring wheat planting is nearly wrapped up. July Chicago was 11½ lower at 646 and three quarters. July Kansas City was down 11 at 676 and a quarter. July Minneapolis wheat was down 11 at 712 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with box beef down at midday, getting ready for the week's direct business. Brent Barnett has more on that in a moment. August live was down 57 at 177.87. October was 50 lower at 180.30. August feeders were down $1.20 at 254.82, and September was 140 lower at 256.20. And hogs were pressured by technical weakness and questions about sustained domestic demand. July lean was down 172 at 92.20. The August contract was $1.92 lower at 91.62. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Checkoff Check-In.
Farmer and board member Rick Gerke joins us. I understand one of the corn checkoff projects was a water quality campaign, and you were featured in that. How did that work out?
Farmers sometimes get a black eye, especially when it comes to conservation or things we are doing, and something that I could jump in and help out and try to tell my story and hopefully help all farmers get a better name out there. We're not trying to pollute any water. We're not trying to cause runoff or any kind of pollution by any means. We drink the same water everybody else does. We go fishing in the same water everybody else does. So we're there to be stewards of the land as well as everybody else. If we can, as farmers, share our message and show people where their food is coming from. And I think if we can show them that we are people too and what we are doing is safe, I think that is a benefit for everyone.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Cattle country was quiet Wednesday afternoon, with asking prices around 305 to 306 in the north, but still not established in the south. Bids remain very elusive, and significant trade volume is likely either Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef cutout values closed lower, with choice down 209 at $314.79, select down 357 at $300.90. The choice select spread was $13.89. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed at the close. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 6 cents, with a base range of 85 to 89.50. The Iowa Minnesota was up 76 cents, with a weighted average of 89.13. Western Corn Belt was up 16 cents, with a weighted average of 88.87. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head. Down 1,000 on the week and up more than 22,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Iowa has its first reported case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. Iowa Department of Agriculture says the impacted farm is a dairy herd in O'Brien County. State Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says the department will soon be announcing additional response measures. More news is next.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently out-yields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima Fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
President of National Pork Producers Council is looking for more signs of progress on the farm bill. Lori Stevermer says Senate Ag Committee ranking member John Bozeman plans to release his farm bill framework soon.
I do think that Congress wants to come away with something that they can say they've done. I think it will be challenging for them to go back to their home districts over the recess and hear from their constituents and say, you didn't really do anything. So I hope that puts some pressure on them to move ahead then.
A former ambassador to Mexico says USMCA agricultural trade dispute resolutions are not likely to happen quickly under new leadership. Earl Anthony Wayne tells Brownfield Mexico's current president has until October 1st to push policies before the newly named president-elect takes office.
AMLO had put forward a number of reforms, which he will now try to put into the Constitution and into law before he leaves office.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsek Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small sale at a decent crowd. Large squares topped at $275 a ton and large rounds topped at $185 a ton. We need straw. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for our website for more online only auctions. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. We need listings. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. In this Checkoff Chat, Jack Cornell, the Director of Sustainable Supply with the United Soybean Board, says Farmers for Soil Health is a great opportunity for farmers to be rewarded for the sustainability practices they implement on the farm. We'll find out more on Brownfield. Right after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as your Soy Checkoff.
Jack Cornell, the Director of Sustainable Supply with the United Soybean Board, explains how the Farmers for Soil Health Marketplace works.
Essentially, farmers are signing up through our platform. They go onto this online platform. They identify their fields. They're doing some conservation practices, such as cover crops. And so we have companies on the other side that are looking to purchase practices that farmers are doing and buy those commodities virtually, right? So it's not the actual commodities, but they want those ecological benefits of farmers doing those practices. This is a connection between the farmers and some of these different companies. For so long, farmers have always been these price takers, right? This is an opportunity for farmers to actually be price makers. So what happens is these companies that want to find acres that are doing cover crops or no-till, boom, they identifies all these different farms that are doing these things. And so what they can do is say, hey, send out a message to all these farmers that say, hey, we're going to give you $20 an acre to virtually purchase these soybeans, right? So the farmer actually has an opportunity to say, no, I want $40 an acre. So it's an open trading platform. So actually this gives the opportunity and the power into the hands of the farmers to actually kind of set their price and to, be engaged in the space and help set, what their profitability for the practices that they're doing and get compensated properly. The first year as we roll it out, it's really going to be focused in on cover crops. But there's going to be a lot of opportunities as we develop, because it's going to get launched in July of this year. And as we grow and develop this, we're going to add a lot more new practices ranging from all different kinds of areas, including things like no-till or reduced till. This platform is not just kind of very static, and it's actually built to grow and expand and to incorporate not only soybean farmers but corn farmers, and then expanding into other commodities as well. So there's a lot of opportunities within this marketplace to not just kind of be this one thing. It has that evergreen approach that we can always kind of change and modify it to be the best product for farmers.
To see for yourself just how checkoff dollars are leveraged to grow demand for U.S. soybeans, visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Kara Hart with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reed today.
And it's a final. The Brewers fall all three games to the Phillies today by a score of 2-0. Another tough loss for the Brew crew, who had been doing quite well for a little bit there. And hopefully they'll be able to bounce back. They won't be back in action tomorrow, but after that they will be. And then this hour, you still have some time. Remember, you have until the end of the hour to enter the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest right here on WRCO Radio. Your chance at a number of prizes. The keyword this hour is North, N-O-R-T-H. So use the Civic Media app and find WRCO Text, the keyword North, for your chance at winning in the statewide contest. Here's Keith Urban with A Better Life.
Friday night and the moon is high. I'm wide awake just watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. Just starting now, but I know somehow paradise is calling. Someday, baby, you and I are gonna be the ones. Good luck's gonna shine. Someday, baby, you and I are gonna be the ones. So hold on, we're headed for a better life.
couldn't find a wrinkle if you tried. He's honest with every word he says, I know. But when I'm wrapped in it,
ready to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy tradition. It's the 33rd Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. Join us on Saturday, June 8th at United Dreams Dairy, E8810 Zach Road in North Freedom, Wisconsin. The United Dreams Dairy team, along with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Committee, invite you and your family to enjoy a delicious breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Indulge in pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, and all the fixins while exploring educational and historical displays as well as equipment exhibits. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $4 for children age 7 to 12, and children 6 and under get in for free. Don't miss out on this dairy-filled event. There will be no shuttle buses. Make sure to mark your calendars and join us for the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 until 11. We'll see you there.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
100.9. Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Rojo.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, just a few minutes away from 6 o'clock as our evening continues. Enjoying temperatures, though, at 80. Hope you're enjoying your day today. Here's Jessica Andrews with Who I Am.
Never see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who drops, knowing I will be just fine.